As a corollary of this action, I am calling upon the Chinese government on Formosa to cease all air and sea operations against the mainland. The Seventh Fleet will see that this is done. The determination of the future status of Formosa must await the restoration of security in the Pacific, a peace settlement with Japan, or consideration by the United Nations. I have also directed that United States forces in the Philippines be strengthened and that military assistance to the Philippine government be accelerated. I have similarly directed acceleration in the furnishing of military assistance to the forces of France and the associated states in Indochina and dispatch of a military mission to provide close working relations with those forces. I know that all United Nations, all of the members of the United Nations, will consider carefully the consequences of this last aggression in Korea in defiance of the Charter of the United Nations. A return to the rule of force in international affairs would have far-reaching effect. The United States will continue to uphold the rule of law. I have instructed Ambassador Austin, as the representative of the United States to the Security Council, to report these steps to the Council. End of the quotation. Mr. President, the keynote of the resolution of my statement and of the significant characteristic of the action taken by the President is support of the United Nations purposes and principles. In a word, peace.
That was a previous recording made of the address today at the United Nations Security Council of the statement of America's Chief Delegate, Ambassador Warren Austin. He made it here at this emergency session of the United Nations Security Council, which is considering the outbreak of war in Korea. Two resolutions have already been offered here today, and one of them was by the United States, the other was by Yugoslavia. The Yugoslav delegate made a very interesting resolution in which he proposed that the United Nations should initiate a procedure of mediation between the two parties involved in this armed conflict, and he called upon those parties to accept such procedure in principle. As you know, the Security Council of the United Nations has already called for the immediate cessation of hostilities in Korea, and it's also called upon the authorities in Northern Korea to withdraw their forces to the 38th parallel. That's the geographic line that marks the border between the rival regimes of the North and the South. The United Nations Commission in Korea was expressly asked by the Security Council in its emergency session on Sunday to send its recommendations on what could be done to bring about a cessation of these hostilities. This United Nations Commission suggested that mediation by the United Nations or by a neutral third party might be attempted. And that recommendation was incorporated today in the draft resolution of the representative of Yugoslavia. As you know, Warren Austin, the chief ambassador, the chief representative of the United States out here at Lake Success, where we are watching an emergency session of the Security Council, also offered a resolution, the first to be made today. His resolution recommended that the members of the United Nations furnish such assistance to the Republic of Korea as might be necessary to repel the armed attack. And he read also to the gathered members, the 10 members of the Security Council, Russia still absent, he read to them the text of President Truman's statement today, which directed that aid be sent to the embattled people of South Korea. And his resolution today, the American resolution, asks for United Nations backing to this step. The session was called today by the Council's President, Sir Benigal Rao of India, again at the request of the United States. The first session, you'll remember, on Sunday took place less than 14 hours after United Nations Secretary General Trygve Lie received news of the outbreak of the war in Korea. And now for a further development, we will take you to the floor of this United Nations emergency session to listen to the address of the distinguished delegate from Norway, Mr. Arne Sunde.
Relatives, which have now been in progress in Korea for more than 2 days. We have scrutinized the cablegrams from the United Nations Commission in Korea, and we have conferred with the Norwegian government in order to get all additional information available to it. We have also listened with keen attention to the statements which have been made in this council by the representative of Korea and our fellow delegates. In our opinion, there can no longer be a jota of doubt in regard to the nature of hostilities now in progress. We are faced at this critical juncture in the life of the United Nations organization with an unprovoked attack by the North Korean forces against the government of the Republic of Korea, which was brought into being through the action of the United Nations General Assembly. The invasion staged by tanks, artillery and planes is clearly a carefully planned all-out effort aiming at the destruction of the government of the Republic of Korea and the subjugation of its people. It is now also perfectly clear that the perpetrators of this brutal attack are unwilling to pay the slightest heed to the resolution which was passed by this council 2 days ago. The attack is being pressed with relentless fury, and the loss of human lives is mounting by the hour. Under these circumstances, it seems to me that we would fail in our most sacred duty and the United Nations Charter if we were to hesitate in authorizing every effort by those members of the United Nations who are in a position to support and succor the brave but materially inferior forces of the Korean Republic. At noon today, the President of the United States of America made a momentous statement telling us that they had already ordered air and sea forces of the United States to rush to the assistance of the Korean forces. For my part, I would like to congratulate and thank the President of the United States and his government for their prompt action. It shows there is no doubt and no vacillation in this great republic when the peace and security and justice of the world are put in jeopardy by reckless aggression. I would also like to thank the distinguished representative of the United States for his clear and concise resume of the situation in Korea as his government views it at this moment. In my opinion, the American draft resolution is eminently adapted to meet the requirements of the situation which has arisen, and I am instructed by my government.
You have been listening to the words of the representative of Norway, Mr. Arne Sunde, stating his country's position on the resolutions offered before the floor today at this emergency session of the United Nations Security Council here at Lake Success, New York, where the Security Council is meeting in this session to consider the outbreak of war in Korea. Two important events took place today. One of them was a resolution by the United States made by Ambassador Warren Austin recommending that the members of the United Nations furnish assistance to the Republic of Korea to repel the armed attack. Larry Lesser speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.